Okay. Just give me 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. I'm going to pick something out really fast, and then you tell me what it looks like. You promised. You promised that you would go with me to the mall and pick something out. Don't you remember? Oh, come on. Well, we're here anyway, so we are going to pick out a nice lingerie set you will absolutely love. No, it doesn't look all the same. Jesus. Let's go. No. You are not going to go into the toy store while I go to the lingerie shop. You promised me. We are going to go there together. And don't even think about going to that toy shop to look at those figures and what have you. Those. Oh, robots. Honestly, how many robots can a guy have? You're lucky I don't live there. Yeah, if I did live in your house, I would pack away all of your toys and put them in storage. Well, that's how it's going to be. Yeah, babe. Come on. Focus. No looking back at the toy shop. Okay, let's go. It's right over here. I want you to sit on the bench. Be a good boy. And help me pick out a nice pair of panties. What? Corset, I think. Would be nice. Oh, how about this one? Would you like the color blue? Or do you want to get a red one? What do you mean you don't care? You're still thinking about going back to that toy shop, aren't you? Well, you won't be able to go back there if you don't help me out with this. I'm wearing these things for you. What? Oh, don't roll your eyes at me. Well, you did promise me that you were going to go with me here. And I don't think it's too much to ask. So you want me to get mad? Are you saying that toys are more important than shopping for lingerie that you'll be able to rip off my body? Is that what you mean? Well, not literally rip them off. These are really expensive shit. But, you know? Honestly, any other guy would love to go lingerie shopping with me. You know, it's just mildly insulting that you aren't the least bit interested. Oh no, don't say you're sorry if you don't mean it. Well, you're upset. You're upset about not being able to go to the toy store, like a spoiled little boy. I'm not pleased. No, I want you to sit there. Just sit. Behave. I don't want to hear another word from you. I'm going to try on some things, but since you don't want to give your opinion, then I won't ask for it. Just sit there. Don't go wandering off in case you might get lost. You're not allowed to leave the store. Just sit there. No pouting. You don't get to say anything about this. You wait for me here. I don't want to hear another word. You are so spoiled, so spoiled, so selfish. I'm serious. Oh, God. What am I to do with you? You don't seem to listen, you don't do as you're told, and you are trying to get me upset on purpose. How is that a good thing? You're acting like a spoiled little boy. Yes, you are. You're a little boy. If you're going to act like one, then I'm going to treat you like one. Sit there. I don't care if you sulk or pout or do that thing that you always do when we get into arguments. I'm just full of it. Do not test me. I mean it. You do not want to get punished. Don't roll your eyes at me. You do not know what you are doing. Remember last time when you did this? You want me to do it again? You want to be punished? Do you want me to take you over my knee and spank you? Right here. In the shop, in front of everybody, in front of all of these lovely women. There are lots of people around here, and, well, I don't care. You've been a very bad boy. It's your fault. No, I don't want to humiliate you like this, but you're making me. I'm very disappointed. Well, you act this way, and then you break your promise, and then you act out. How am I supposed to go about this? I know you don't want to be punished, but you need to be. I don't care. Do you want mommy to be upset? Well, do you? Little boy. Well, there's only one way to make it up to me. We have to be punished, and it can't wait till later. Do you want me to punish you now, here, in the store? In front of strangers? Or would you rather I punish you in front of our friends later during dinner? Do you want me to tell them what a naughty little boy you've been? How you've been making things hard for mommy? No, I didn't think so. Come over here. Yes. I'm going to sit down on this bench. I'm going to put you across my knee. And I'm going to spank you. 5 times. I don't think you have any say over it. You're getting me more upset. Okay. I'm not being unreasonable here. Bend over. Okay, slide down your pants. That's a good boy. This time, I am not going to make you take off your underwear, but Five spanks. I want you to count with me. Ready? One. Two. Three. Four. And five. There now. That wasn't so bad, was it? I hope you've learned your lesson today. And the next time that you act out, disobey, I am seriously going to buy you clothes for a little boy that you would have to wear to our formal dinner later with our friends. So everyone will know what a wicked and spoiled little boy you are. Oh, baby. Oh, you've gotten a bit hard by those spanks. Oh, we could take care of that before the dinner. Okay, but I'm still going to buy laundry from the shop. I think they're expecting me to after I did that to you. So let's go back to my first question. Blue or red?